This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. It may seem intuitive that when we hike through the woods, we can have an impact on wildlife. A recent study wanted to know why animals' responses can vary. Mark Dittmer is one of the researchers for the U.S. Forest Service based in Fort Collins.
How likely are animals over here generally acting like they're habituated to humans versus more wildland areas where maybe they have a bigger impact on wildlife in those areas?
Dittmer's team played sound recordings to mimic hikers and bikers. Animals in places more popular for recreation appeared less spooked. That could help things like building new trails in areas where wildlife are already more tolerant. A conservation organization in southern Colorado is releasing a series of videos this month showcasing wildlife on the plains. Photographers Christy Christium and Forrest Gustafson spent over a year capturing footage of bison, beetles, birds, and more. They worked on the four preserves of the Southern Plains Land Trust. Associate Director Judith Westphier says the videos give a look into the natural beauty of the grasslands.
It's such a fantastic view of the prairie because what we do is we restore and rewild native grasses so you can really see what protected grassland could look like.
Three of the videos have already been released. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission has rejected a proposal to ban commercial fur sales. A petition submitted last year described the state's management of those species as outdated and unethical. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.